It is 3:01 p.m. on Wednesday, the 28th of October, 2020, and I bring to order the Utilities Committee of the City of Cedar Woolley, and I have a gavel. There it is. All right. What do we have on our agenda today, Mr. Freiberger?
Thank you, Carl. Yes, today we're going to talk about the sewer outlook for 2021. As you know, we every year we take a look at this, and Katie Isaacson's been doing this for us for many years. This year, because we are going to the two-year budget, we were especially careful to incorporate our budget projections for 2021 and 2022 in this to make sure we had a good starting ground that or point that matched the budget. And also, as you know, we've been working pretty hard on getting a capital facility element together for all of the departments, and 401 has been a very important part of that because of all the treatment plant improvements that we see on the horizon in the next 10 years. So we have incorporated that work in here that we started with the sewer comprehensive plan, which Katie is also doing the financial element of. We've incorporated that and putting all those pieces together. Katie's assisted us in determining how we're going to pay for all of this. And as you know, the last couple of years, as we've looked at this, we proposed an annual increase in the sewer single family charge, and then last year we recommended to add in a annual increase by the CPI of the general facilities charge as well. And so those are in this, and that will be followed up in a ordinance that Doug has prepared.
I'd like to welcome the mayor on the call now at 3:03.
So and Katie is here, and I'm going to let her go through this and her methodology with you. It should be somewhat familiar to you, but we want to look at this pretty carefully today. And I guess the good news off the cuff is as we went through this and made the adjustments we needed to, we have been able to preserve our targeted fund balances both in 401 and in 410, which is our sewer reserve fund. So Katie, if you want to run through with the committee, again, Katie Isaacson with Katie Isaacson Associates. Thanks. Need to unmute, Katie.
Okay.
There you are.
Got it. Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. This is a little bit blurry. Maybe we pull it down just a little bit. And as Mark said, we had last year, I think it was last year, we put together our 10-year plan, and we came and talked about that. And it is wrapped up in the chapter of the general sewer plan that will be coming to you, I understand, next month. And following that, I wrote the financial chapter that you will be seeing in that. And now that you're going to the two-year budget, and it's been an unusual year with COVID and everything else that's been going on, what I did was update the outlook to give us a current outlook, and so that Mark and Doug and others there at the city could take a look and make sure that the budget fits still in sync with our financial plan. And I always have to remind myself of this, so I'll remind you as well. What I'm doing in the rate model is really like big picture projections. It's not down to the gnat's eyebrow. And what we're trying to do is make sure that in the latter part of your 10 years, when it's anticipated that you will have to do a major upgrade to the wastewater treatment plant, very costly, you will have to borrow money, significant money for that. And the plan we said was to continue to keep up with inflation on both your rates and your capital facilities charge, your general facilities charge, and that would get us there. So given all that's our actual numbers from 2019 and our estimated numbers for 2020, I loaded those in the model, And we worked with this back and forth, and it ultimately, it's pretty close to the 2021 budget that's in here. And then the model projects from there. So you can see the, and I don't know if you can see my pointer, probably not, but the purple numbers in the first three columns are numbers that were input. And then you see it goes to black out in the future. Those are model projections. And what this shows me is that if you look at the yellow line down here towards the bottom, it's either a positive or a negative. Negative is in parentheses for each year. And what that does is take our operating revenues that are listed above and subtract all of our expenditures. And we either are to the positive or we're dipping into reserves to balance the year. And what you can see is we were able to, other than for 2021, that has a high number for capital improvements. You see in the peachy color, $2.8 million of capital improvements. So if we're $480,000 dipping into reserves to pay for that, we're still in balance, right? It's a one-time kind of expenditure. And then we go from there forward and we're good with our plan. It's a little dicey here in 2028 and 2029. It looks good. Here is where we begin new debt. You can't see my cursor, right? Okay, I'm used to presenting when I can. Everyone can follow my cursor, so sorry. In the peachy colors out in 2027 and 2028, you can see where that new debt for CIP begins. And this was assumes that you do your treatment plant in 2026 and you borrow the money and then the debt payments will begin. And so from a big picture perspective, as you get closer to needing that, you will have to update your capital facilities chart. I mean, your facility plan, and look in great detail at that. And you'll have a much better idea of when that needs to happen and what that amount needs to be. And then we can update those projections. But I would say this tells me that your plan is working and appears to be will get you through the end. Can we go to the next page? Thank you. So here is a test. At the top is your water reserve fund 410. And I built this in to make sure that we can track all the things that we see happening. And again, the plan is to pay out of your rates and reserves as much as you can. And there will only be borrowing coming down for your wastewater treatment plant. And we can look at that in a minute. But our Fund 410, again, you look at the yellow line, and this is a current revenue coming in minus expenditures just in that year. And you see that we will be using some reserves in 2021, in 2023, and in 2026. But everything still works out for the intended improvements. So that's good. This keeps $1 million target minimum fund balance, which you see in the green at the bottom, and you're good to go on that for all years. When it comes to preparing to go to do your wastewater treatment plant, the hope is in 2027, it showed as use of reserves toward wastewater treatment plant, $500,000. I think when we looked last year, the number in there was $900,000. This is going to come and go each year. It will really depend. That's another one that we'll just have to see how things look in that when we get there. And that would, if there was more money to go there, then your annual debt service would go lower. But right now it looks like everything still works. So I'm always happy with that. If we go to the next page, here's kind of the summary, and I think these are the summary level that we were looking at last year in our utilities committee. At the top is just a nice graphic that shows what the sewer rates that you're collecting, this is what they're used for. And you can see at the bottom is the operating expenses in blue, and it's primarily going to operating expenses. And that they go up, we're assuming they'll go up 2.3% a year, which is the same amount that we're assuming both your rates and your general facility charges will increase. Then you have the little orange stripe is capital outlay from rates. So you'll have something there every year. Our debt service is the red portion. And the current red is for Public Works Trust Fund loans that you have for your critical interceptor projects. And those will be coming to a close in 2027 and or 2028, right around then. And wouldn't that be great if that's right the time when you then to need to step up for your wastewater treatment plant? So I think that was, the city's been looking at this and trying to plan there accordingly. And if it all works out, I mean, that's the benefit from doing your years of planning. And then at the top is the CIP funded by rates. And this goes up and down with our capital improvements. But just that is the nice summary graphic. And then the table is the table that we looked at in our meeting. And we were discussing a couple of scenarios at the time. So this is just here as a reminder if you wanted to go back and look at your old ones. At the bottom, we were kind of testing these things. How much would we have available to go towards the wastewater treatment plant when we have to borrow in 2027? The amount of money that will be in the fund balance for your facilities reserve at that time. And we're trying to draw it down and always be around $1 million or never less than $1 million. And so you can see that's 1.3 million. So maybe you can go up to 800,000 and you'll still be good. And then at the very bottom number is based on putting in 500,000 and the cost estimates we have, I've estimated that your debt service would be $1.2 million beginning in 2029. I think that begins earlier. So that's kind of our summary picture. If we go to the next page, this is a reminder of the capital improvements. And the ones at the top of the page are for your collection system. And the ones at the bottom of the page are for your treatment plant. And when we look at the treatment plant, well, all of the ones, there were more that were scheduled in 2020 that due to COVID and everything that's going on have been delayed. And so they've been carried over to 2021. So they're still on here just a year later. There's a couple other that got shifted a year later. The top one, the alley between Fidalgo and Sterling, number R1, I believe we delayed that from 22 to 23. And you can see the ones that are in red had adjustment in time. Then when we look down to the treatment plant, many of those were moved over from 20 to 21. And there were a couple that, for example, the facilities plan, TP6, it shows two zeros here. I believe those costs, Mark took any costs that would be for engineering and move those to the operating side of the house. And the thinking is the budget includes $200,000 a year for engineering. And so anything that was considered engineering, we took off the capital side and moved it over to the operating so that allowance will pay for it in each year. And in doing so, he checked to make sure, and it looked like, you know, they would all fit in with it. So that's the summary. All is looking good. I will be updating what's in the chapter that will come to you in November will reflect this as well. Mark, anything that I missed or any questions?
No, I think that was pretty thoroughly covered, Katie. And so, Carl, I'll open it up for any questions that the committee may have. There'll be follow-up ordinances coming from Doug, which he can speak about for the actual recommended adjustment of the of the monthly service charge and the general facilities, and they will basically be, as you see on the first page of this, changed by 2.3% in 21 and 22. This chart, of course, goes all the way out to 29 with the same basic scenario. And Doug can speak to this, but our actual CPI this year is just a little bit higher than this. I think it's 2.4 something. We've elected to leave it at 2.3 just because it works with our scenario here, and we don't see any reason to carry it up the additional amount. It kind of makes the model a little easier to track too, and it's a little less burdensome on our ratepayers than it would otherwise be. So, Doug?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. And hopefully everybody's hearing me okay.
I can hear you fine, Doug.
Great. So Mark is correct. So the ordinances that I'm bringing forward do reflect the 2.3% as shown on the model here. Mark and I were going over the draft of the ordinances. I do need to add in the system development fees or the connection fees that we're charging as well into those ordinances. So they're just in draft format today, but we'll get the rest of those added in for final adoption at our next council meeting. But based on those, Mark is correct, CPI was 2.474. But when we looked at everything, there wasn't really any reason to go up above. The 2.3 is adequate and gets us where we need to be. So that's a number that's shown on the chart.
All right. This would be a good time for questions. First off, I would like to say thank you, Doug, and thank you, Mark. Thank you, Katie, for a spreadsheet that has the granular data and shows a nice progression. Appreciated the bar chart there too, as it showed where things are being delegated or assigned, excuse me, and the change of the engineering fees being switched over to the operation side. So at this time, anyone on the committee, Councilmember Couch, did you have any comments or questions?
I do not.
All right. Thank you. How about Councilmember Kinzer?
I have no comments or questions at this time.
Okay. Mayor Johnson?
Thank you, Councilman DeYoung. At this time, I do not have any questions.
All right, fantastic. So it's my understanding then that this was going to be 0.174 difference between CPI and the model is negligible, and it is not something of consequence that we have to worry about. That was reiterated by our vendor and by the Director of Public Works, and also by our finance manager. Thank you. So I'm sorry, Doug, our city manager, excuse me. So if there's no further questions, is there any further business before this committee?
Doug, you may want to mention that we're using that same number, 2.3, and the other utility numbers that you're looking at as well, correct?
That is correct. Solid waste is about a 2.312. It's just slightly higher for some different operational reasons. And storm drain, they were all hitting about the same mark. So we've just rounded them all to the same 2.3% number.
Okay, thank you. And could you remind us again about the connection fees? And we made an adjustment previously from a longstanding connection fee. And then have we seen any changes into what the actual costs of what those connection fees are?
They've been tracking okay. You'll notice, Bill, if you can go back to that first slide. In 2020, we had projected for 2020 to 2023, 75 connections a year. And then we went to 50, a little more conservative, for 24 through 29. Our actual that I'm projecting for 2020 is 40. There's a number of reasons for that, COVID-19 being probably the major one. We are still growing. We're at 36 right now, and there are some more permits in process. So we may actually even go a little higher than that, but for the model's purposes, we use 40. We used a number in the service charges that 3.771 million is basically the actual at this, not that number, but the it's on the 410 page. The number we used is the actual collections to date. So that's a pretty important number, those assumptions on ERUs. And that's one of the reasons we need to look at this every year, is just to make sure we're tracking okay. Looking at the development that we're seeing coming in the pipeline that has either already been approved in the case of BYK on McGarrigle, or another one that's getting very close to breaking ground between Jones and John Liner, we're easily going to exceed that number next year. So I think between what we actually saw in 2019 at 92 and then where we're likely to be in 2021, we'll probably end up averaging out over this 10-year period the 300 connections that we assumed in this. And of course, if that does change significantly, if the economy does slow down on the development side, that of course lessens the need to build a new treatment plant, because that's based on flow and treatment, with flow governing in our case. So if we do have a slower period of growth, you would just see the dates that we need to move forward with that facility plan and with the new treatment plant moving out to farther years. So they actually work together all right in that sense. We're being, I think, realistic in looking at this and putting the rate increases and the facilities charge increases in place to make sure we're in position of that, and that we can adjust as we need to on an annual basis.
Great.
If I could just add,
go ahead, Katie.
In 2020, there was $339,800 is your sewer connection fee to date, your general facilities charge. So $340,000.
All right, thank you.
And I wanted to mention for Council Member Couch's benefit, I know this is your last meeting tonight, and we've really appreciated your input on this the subcommittee and also the council itself, and also your support for us to move forward with a new public works facility down near the treatment plant site. We've had some interesting and positive developments on that. The last time we talked about it, we were kind of treading water because of the high estimate we got from our architect for the facility. They were around $8.5 million as opposed to what we budgeted, which is $4 million. So Nathan and Leo put their heads together recently and did a little what ifing, and we were planning, as a part of the project we're doing down at the site next year, which is relocating the lab ops building, to also replace one of the street shop buildings that has to come out to make room for that. So we were going to build a structure there for the street operation anyway. And their thought was, hey, why don't we expand that building and build that instead of just as a equipment shed, build that such that we can accommodate the office needs that we have for the two divisions. Plus putting enough bays on the end that we can get the mechanics operation going. Because that's another need we have, is to get a full-time mechanic in place that is qualified to also inspect and maintain our fire apparatus. It's one of the real critical things that we project being necessary here. So we have gone back to Carletti and had them look at that. And I have the plans on my desk that I reviewed this morning. And we can actually make that work. And we think the price tag for developing that reduced size facility is going to be well within our $4 million budget. And in fact, we're thinking that it might even allow us to not only build the office part and the mechanics bays, but it would also allow us potentially to be in position to develop the rest of the building that we want to get all of our equipment out of the rain. In place, it would be a less expensive structure than originally planned, and would greatly reduce the site improvements that are required because we build our new building near Alexander Street instead of down in the middle of the site. So we're just in the beginning stages of that, but it's looking pretty promising. And so we're going to move to the point where we get a good architectural estimate for the cost of that. And if it looks feasible, we would approach council sometime in the spring about a budget amendment to put that that construction in place. The other positive thing about it, we're already planning to build the lab operations building. We could build this as one contract and save all of those administrative costs that go along with doing that as a separate thing. The architects told us that it's a relatively simple thing to do at this point to add it into their existing work because they already have the basis for it completed in terms of the site work and that kind of thing. So anyway, I just wanted you to know that there's been some positive developments on that I think will be good for the city in the long term.
Mark, I greatly appreciate that update.
You're welcome. We've appreciated your support for our operation down there and recognizing that we've been working with our hands kind of tied behind our back there at our mechanic for a long time and also our very aged facilities, especially for the solid waste division. So,
just make sure the bays are big enough for our garbage trucks, and I think a lot of people will be happy, which I'm sure they will.
Yeah, we've done that. We're actually planning to make them big enough to pull our ladder truck in, which we have to have a 50-foot deep bay for that and wide enough to be able to work on it on the sides. So that's what we've allowed here. It's basically an 80 by 80 building as opposed to our former 75 by 208, I think it was. So, yeah.
All right. Is there any further business before this committee? So with that, I would like to thank Katie for being on the call. I'd also like to thank our staff members, Mr. Freiberger and Dr. Merriman. And thank you, Mayor Johnson, and committee members Kinzer and Couch. And at 3:28 p.m., the committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody, for the updates and everything.
Thank you.